8:31 on Radio Veritas 576 AM. My name is Khanya Ditabe, and Colin York and myself standing in for Father Emil Blaza. And it's that morning again where we discuss some hard issues. And one of these issues is abortion. South Africa has one of the highest rates of abortion on demand, actually. But there aren't enough structures, I suppose, support structures for those who find that they have been deeply affected and wounded by their, in inverted commas, decision to abort. And maybe those who have had an experience with people who've had an abortion. And so Rachel's Vineyard is a post-abortion healing program. It's run by NG Farren Gothen. They normally have weekends for it. And she's all the way in Cape Town. So I think let's quickly speak to NG. Hello, NG.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And how's Cape Town?
Well, Cape Town's quite dry. Quite dry at the moment, I'm afraid.
So,
we're forever hopeful.
Still no water. I thought the weather forecast last week said there'll be some drops at least.
Yeah, we did. We had a little bit on Friday. We were all very excited. Very excited.
Yes.
We had some.
Okay. Well, it's the start of good things. Let's hope.
Let's hope so. Thank you.
And we definitely keep praying for Cape Town.
Please. Yes, please do, please.
Now, Angie, as I've been saying, you know, this is, you know, I've been saying this about Rachel's Vineyard. It's a post-abortion yep. healing program. But perhaps for people who are hearing this for the first time, just take us through it.
Okay.
What was the inspiration behind it?
Okay. This will be our fifth Rachel's Vineyard retreat. And it is a retreat for men and women that have suffered an abortion or gone through the effects of an abortion and are struggling with their feelings. So this program is an opportunity to examine your abortion experience, identify the ways that the loss has impacted on you in the past and the present, and help to acknowledge the unresolved feelings that, you know, many of us struggle with after an abortion. And because, you know, very often it emotionally numbs you, and the secrecy that often surrounds the abortion experience, one buries these feelings. I consider myself, I had an abortion when I was 22, and I'm very, very much older than that now. And the feelings surface later, and that's what we've seen. It's like a trauma to the body and a trauma to the mind. So what we've seen in over the years, what has been surfacing has the effects of abortion, which come out in feelings of depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and the shame, you know, the fear. And one is constantly wanting to protect yourself from anybody finding out.
Yes.
Even though, like you say, we have the highest rate of abortion, nobody talks about it. And, you know, it just becomes that painful, dark secret. So on our weekends, we offer a place for women and, as I said, men who've gone through an experience, maybe with their partner, to come and share their experiences with other women and men. And we all have that bond. And it is based in scriptures. You know, it is a Christian-based program.
Yes.
And the scriptures are so beautiful that you just start to feel the love of God. And to be able to forgive yourself, you know, you can, abortion has become, for so many, just a way of life, you know, and it is not. It is. We're all being told a lie. It's a horrible thing to go through, and we have to live with it. And on our program, we feel the love of God. That's all I can say. And
yes.
Because, you know, we're emotionally numb. And so on this program, we basically come alive again through Jesus' love.
Now, Angie, I think, you know, one of the things is... you know, as you say, this is to support the people that that have been affected and so on.
Yeah.
But I like that it also brings the partners to it as well.
Yes.
What are some of the stories coming out of this? Have you had, for example?
We've had so many stories. We had one man come on who had experienced an abortion. Well, his partner had gone ahead with an abortion, and he'd lived with it for years and years and years and years. He couldn't even speak when he phoned me up to come on to the retreat.
Mm.
And I was quite worried, actually, because I thought maybe, you know, emotionally he wasn't ready for it, because we have to work that one out as well. We can't have people come on who are, you know, maybe mentally not able to do it at that time. But anyway, he came on, and because it starts on a Friday and it ends on a Sunday, and by Saturday night he was just about ready to run the whole thing himself. He suddenly just felt that he'd been forgiven, and he felt the love, because we name our babies at the end, and our children are baptized, so it becomes real for so many of us. I mean, sometimes we have grandparents come on and siblings of aborted children. You know, it can affect the whole family. One of our retreats recently, we had an 82-year-old woman come on, 82, who had kept this secret from the age of 15. And when she left, she felt that she was at peace to go to Jesus. So that is the aim, for us to feel, all of us to feel that we've been forgiven, and that we can, that we know that Jesus loves us, as he does.
And so, as you say, you know, it's a Christian-based program. It's not necessarily a Catholic or Catholics only, but it's for Christians. What are the contents of the program, you know, without really giving away too much? From Friday to Sunday, what are some of the things, issues that you deal with? Yes.
Well, you know, the greatest thing of it is the confidentiality. And when people come, they're always a bit scared that they'll know someone or something will be said, or when they go out they might bump into this person. So that is number one, the confidentiality on this program. So I can't tell you too much, but what I will say is that we take, anyone can come on. You can have an agnostic person come on, you can have a Muslim person come on, any from any walk of life, because God just touches everyone. But obviously they know that it is a Christian-based program, and we have a priest with us. He represents Jesus. So walking through some of the gospel, some of our readings are appropriate to what the women are going through. So instead of going to, say, therapy, so you're going to see a psychologist, and that's where this all came from. So it's not all in your head. We're not talking to you in your head. It is visual. It's a very visual and audible weekend. So it's just so beautifully done. I mean, I wish that one of our priests could come on and say how they've been touched by being with us. Because there are three of us that run it. There's me, and I have two other people on the team who work with us, and then we have a priest. So it starts on a Friday evening at 5 o'clock, and it goes through to Sunday at about 4 o'clock. So it is a sleep-in program. But the wonderful thing is that you leave behind your whole family, you leave behind your worries, your cell phone, your children, all of those things, and you concentrate on healing.
Yes.
And being that person that God has wanted us to be. So it's taken me many, many years to have built up this courage to abscond myself 3 years ago. And, yeah, it changes lives. And they say a woman who has been healed of an abortion is a mighty weapon in the hands of God. So I think all of us that are on here and been on Rachel's Vineyard, we're out there, we're fighting. So, yes. It's yes. a wonderful weekend.
It's a fight indeed. And come through on, this is from the 6th to the 8th of April, and make sure yep. you fight in a group and not alone.
Yep. We fight together. And we come out of it stronger. People come from all over South Africa. We have people coming from Durban this time. We still have a few places left for this retreat. But, you know, if anybody even just wants to talk to me about their feelings, then I'm happy to give out my number a bit later. You know, it's a hard subject because it's a secret. And there's so much shame and guilt. That's how it is. It's hard.
And so the 6th to the 8th of April, where is it happening, Angie?
It happens in Cape Town. We don't ever give out the retreat address until we've had confirmation from the person, because it's all dealt with great delicacy.
Yes.
We just keep it all very, very under wraps. It takes a lot of courage for someone to pick up the phone, I can tell you that. It takes a lot of courage for people to come. And so we keep everything very delicately handled, and but all I can say is please come, because it is so beautiful.
So there you are, and of course you can get in touch with Angie if you'd like to be part of this, or know somebody who you think would definitely benefit from this. And Angie, how do we get hold of you?
Okay, my number is 082-852-1284, and then there is a website, www.rachelsvineyard.co.za. And you know, for anyone that does have the courage to phone, everything is in complete confidence. It takes a lot of courage, but I can promise you that you will benefit so greatly.
So there you are. Do call Angie right now. Her number 082-852-1284. 082-852-1284. Or go to rachelsvineyard.co.za. Interesting name, Rachel's Vineyard.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Rachel comes from Jeremiah, where it says, you know, Rachel weeps for her lost children and refuses to be consoled. Thus says the Lord, cease your crying and weeping. There is hope for your future. And then the vineyard part comes from John, where it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Unless you remain united with me, you will bear no fruit. So that's where it all comes from.
Great. Yes.
And thank you so much. Thank you for letting me have this time. Thank you.
And that's Angie Farringothen, all the way in Cape Town, the 5th Rachel's Vineyard Weekend coming up on the 6th to the 8th of April. So do check out rachelsvineyard.co.za. Angie, thank you very much. Great work you're doing.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Exactly 8:45 on Rachel.